Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Shemais. We begin to say for HaGeula with a tefillah for Geula, both from our tzaras within the Galus and for the entire Galus, B'mehei Rabbi Yameinu. And I would like to start with a concept that has two connections to the parasha. Number one. We know that in Parsha Shemais, Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim had a schus shalashinu es shemam. They didn't change lashinu es mabusham, lashinu es lashinam, lashinu es shemam. They didn't change the names. They kept Jewish names. They didn't take on Egyptian names. Habakasha, what does it mean, the Jewish names? Nowadays, I know what Jewish names mean. Their names, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, the Shvatim, these are Jewish names. These are names that are repeat themselves in Klal Yisrael. However, in Mitzrayim, we don't find anybody of all the names listed being named after someone before. There's no Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, no Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, etc. There's nobody who has a so-called Jewish name. What does it mean, a Jewish name? If they made up new names all the time, and they're almost no names that repeat themselves, it's a Dava Pella. Dava Pella. It's a very, very difficult thing to be able to understand. Leshiru HaShavah, what does that mean exactly? The truth is even more difficult. We know at least the name Reuel, who that's the name of the father of one of the Nesiim, Reuel, and Reuel was the name of the Sarei Esav. It's not even a Jewish name at all. We find at least one name. Actually, the name Kairach also we find already earlier in the Sarim of either Yishmael or Esav. But then, what does it mean? Like Shilu Shabbam needs to be. Question number two. Moshe Rabbeinu was named Moshe because not named Moshe by the parents. They may be Tov or Tovia, whatever the name was. Moshe Rabbeinu was named Moshe because the daughter of Pare gave him a name, Kimina Maya Mishisiu. She said, I drew him out of the water, so she gave him a name, Moshe. Hold on a second. Bas Pare spoke Lashon Kodesh. He spoke Kimina Maya Mishisiu. Where did she speak Lashon Kodesh? Well, maybe she learned it at home. Well, her father, Paroi, knew 69 languages. He didn't know Lashon Kodesh. He didn't know the language. Okay, this is Vayoka Melachadosh. This is Paroi number two. But even if he did know Lashon Kodesh, you think he raised his children with Lashon Kodesh? And if the Egyptians spoke Lashon Kodesh, so what's the Chiddush Lashino as Lashainam? Very, very schwer. What does it mean? Vayishik Zbirabayim Mishisiyu. And what do you know? Kibirabayim Shisiyu. And the name Moshe Kvayisar kept the name of Bas Pare, but she really gave a name after the Hebrew word Kiminamai Mishisiyu, Tzarechi and Gadumai. So I'd like to share with you an important idea. The concept that Jews name after their ancestors did not exist in Kvayisrael. It's something relatively new to the Galus, after the Churban. As a matter of fact, it's not only in the Chumash, it's in Navi as well, and Ksuvim, in Duryam, they are list of names. In Ezra Nehemiah, they are list of names. And these names are, for the most part, brand new names. They're not names you don't find in Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, you're not even one, or the Shvatim, or somebody with that name. Kamat, don't find. So, Tzarechi and Gabel. The answer is the Yisoid Gadol. Why is it a Jewish name? It's a Braisa. And in that Braisa, it says that naming after ancestors is something new. Previously, they named based on things that took place. Names were given based on the experience that they had. For example, Reuven was called Reuven, Kisra'i, Ra Hashem Ba'ani, Shimon was called Shimon, Levi is called Levi, who they called Yehuda. Why? Each one, because of some explanation of meaning. Yosef, Asaf Hashem Eschar Pasi, Yosef Li Hashem Ben Acher. They're all given names based on things that took place. The significance of Jewish names in the generation of Mitzrayim was not the way people talk about it today in the 21st century. Garnish Satan, nothing at all to do. It's that they gave names if the things that happened that were Yiddish Sachen that happened. Well, things that happened that had significance, you know, to the ruchnius of a person, that had significance to the growth of people. So, for example, I doubt Nabasya Bas Paroi or Bisya Bas Paroi that she actually gave the name Moshe Memshin Hey. After all, she spoke Egyptian. She says she didn't speak. She says she didn't speak. She didn't speak Lashon Kodesh. So he spoke Egyptian. Giftis, Lashon, Egyptian. Ishas, Giftis. Why Giftis? What does Giftis have to do with Ur Mitzrayim? It's with Egypt, Gipt. That's where it comes from. The Gemara says Giftis is the language of Mitzrayim. But at any rate, she didn't speak Lashon Kodesh. However, she gave a name based on something that took place. And that something that took place was significant. So Klal Yisrael didn't use her Egyptian name. We changed it to Lashon Kodesh. We changed it to Lashon Kodesh. Moshe min ha'mayim ishisiu. But it was her giving the name, because giving a name meant giving a name after something that occurs, after things that take place. And Cain, a very geshmak, very, very geshmak. All the names that were given were Yiddish names. They were given after something that kefi rach terasenu akadosha has a significance, has a meaning. And ameila, they're called Yiddish names. What about Ru'uel? So I want to tell you, there's a chidah. The chidah asks, why do Jews, at least in the time of the Gemara, give names like Eliezer and Yishmael? Yishmael is not a Yiddish name. Eliezer is a Eved. Why are we giving a name after Eliezer? Eliezer didn't leave any descendants that are part of Klal Yisrael, certainly not Yishmael. The chidah says, remember, the ikar of a name is the meaning. It says, if a word has a chush of a meaning, even if it is true that that word, that that name was used by somebody who not dafka do we consider important or significant, but if it has a good meaning, then Klal Yisrael will use that name. And the Mela, Klal Yisrael, used name Yishmael, because Yishmael, it's a chush of a name. It's a significant name. The same thing, the name Eliezer, the Kelvi Bezri, it's a significant name. So Mamela has a chashivas in the name. So that could be as Ru'uel, the chaver of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Beautiful. Maybe that's why Ru'uel was also called De'uel, because as the Ramban says, Ru'el and De'uel is the same thing. It goes past the meaning of the name. Ru'el means a friend, Lashon Rea, and Du'el means somebody who's known, Da, because names were given based on that meaning. So this is Lashino Eshemam, a new, whole different understanding of Lashino Eshemam. For my second offering of Parsha Shemais, I'd like to talk about something that Gardis Atam and Parsha Shemais, just a chidush that I said today that may even be true. How do you like that? So I'd like to share it. Every year I go to Mechiras Chabetz, and we in Flatbush, as I think most people do, when we do a Kinyan Kesef with the Hakum, to whom we're selling the Chametz, we don't use paper money. We use metal money. We get dollar coins, and we use them. Now, you need enough, a pruta for each person. Someone was sent by 200 shluchim, he needs 200 prutas, so we have a lot of coins, and we do the Kinyan with the coins. Why don't we do the Kinyan with the bills? Well, bills don't really have any inherent money. So have a cash all the years. What's the difference, paper bills or metal coins? Just think, the paper bill is only represents the faith of the U.S. government. It doesn't have any inherent value. The same thing, the dollar coin. The metal of the dollar coin might be worth a couple of cents. It's not worth a dollar. So if someone is using a dollar coin for, well, whatever sheet that he holds is a pruta. If a pruta is a nickel, I'm not saying it is, but let's say. So then he's using the dollar coin for 20 people. There's no 20 prutas. The metal of the coin might be worth 2 prutas. So it's very, very hard. You know, you want to be frugal and not use bills, so don't use our coins either. No, pre-1960s, the coins had value. They were made out of silver. Today, they're not. Tzarechi and God, will this bother me all the years? Well, learning Mesechtas Kedushin, Ad Chesamid Beis, the Gemara says, Rav Kahana shokel sudra b'pinyan aben. Rav Kahana took for pinyan aben a sudar, a garment. Pinyan aben doesn't have to be with coins. It could be shavah kesef. It could be something worth money. So he accepted a sudar, a significant garment. So Gemara says the market value of it was not 5 shkalim. But Rav Kahana said, li didi shavali. To me, it's worth 5 shkalim. Gemara says, dafka ravashi, the gavur rabu. Some person says it's worth it to me. We don't really trust them that it's worth it. But somebody who is believable is the gavur rabu. So then he could say it's worth 5 shkalim. From here we learn, the Ritva says it in the Sugya, the Ritva is quoted by all the Paiskim, including the Ktzais, in the beginning of Reish Simen Reish Chav Zayin. We learn that the real value of something could change based on the person. That to Rav Kahana, it was really worth five shkalim. And Halacha looks at it as a 5 shekel item when it's sold to him. As a matter of fact, there's a tshuva in the Beis Yitzchak, Arachayim, tshuva kufches, refers to people selling a sroigim yom tiftan. And when a frum fellow walks in, he looks him in the face and he charges him more for the esrig. That's not fair. If ordinary folk could walk in, he'd charge him less. He sees somebody who obviously knows a sroigim, he says, wow, this is a chash of esrig, I'm going to charge you more. Is that right? Isn't that right? No. He says, no. Just like Rav Kahana Gavur Rabba, the real value is a higher value. The same thing is true about the Gavur Rabba who buys an esrig. And he quotes this Ritva. The Ritva's yisoid is that the real value depends on lididi shavali. And some say it's worth it to me, even if it's not inherently worth, but if it's worth it to you, it's good. Fizeh, wonderful. You could take a coin that has three putas worth of metal and say, lididi shavali, to me it's worth a dollar. As a matter of fact, everyone in America is worth a dollar. So therefore, you could use it as a dollar of value. Because lididi shavali works. And certainly when the whole country says lididi shavali. Then you're going to tell me, so use a paper dollar. Also lididi shavali. Oh, I forgot to finish the sugya kedushin avches. And that Gemara, which says a person could say it's worth it to me, the Ran says nistapakti. Mekomokim nistapakti. Despite the sugya, I'm not sure. Maybe the Gemara is only true if something's worth at least a puta, then a person could say, to me, it's worth more. And if it's believable, it's worth more. You could say, lididi shavali, it's worth it to me if it's at least worth a puta, meaning it has a value of kesef, so you can say the value is higher to me. But Sukta Rad, something's worth less than a puta. Somebody wants to go and say, lididi shavali, a person needs a tissue. And he says, Lidisha, the tissue is worth more. But the tissue is that's worth less than a pruta. Dr. Rand, then it shouldn't work. To take something that's not kesef and turn it into kesef, that's a different story. To take something that's not money and turn it into money, the Rand says that's a different story. The stipler, the Kilas Yakim and Kedushin, Simin Beis, Dibur HaMashal, Veniril HaNiyaz Dait, he explains. The Rand, as I've explained, in Kain Vaita, very Geshmak. Paper money, if it wouldn't be money, that piece of paper would not be worth a single pruta. It's not good for anything. It's not even good for note paper. It's all full of green ink. Not worth anything. What could you use it for? Nothing you can use it. You can't blow your nose in it. It's not usable for that. So the dollar bill, which inherently is less than a pruta, you can't say Ladidi Shavali. I mean, you could say it, but it doesn't change it. If it's not shavah pruta, you can't make it worth a pruta. So even though lididi shavali, it's worth it to me, but it doesn't change anything. Masha'en kein, a metal coin, which has an inherent metallic value of at least a pruta, I would hope. If it has that, then shalom Yisrael. Answer Dominic Ha'ilam. This is my chiddush for today. Wishing one and all an absolutely wonderful, delightful Shabbos Kodesh.